I'm always talking about exposing yourself to new information to expand your mind, your knowledge, your ideas. Well, one of the ways that I go about doing that is with the Texture app. Texture, you heard it right. T-E-X-T-U-R-E. Texture, like the fabric woven together to create texture. No, I'm just kidding. But really, it's like an endless subscription to all of the magazines that you see on newsstands. Almost any magazine you can think of, the Texture app has it. So you probably heard me mention it before on IG stories because I love going through the app and then sharing some of the articles and stuff that I come across with you guys on IG stories. But if you go to lifeaccordingtoher.com right now, you can get 14 days of free magazine browsing with all the magazines that you can think of. Like I said, anything from business magazines to entertainment, you can get it 14 days for free on the Texture app right now, lifeaccordingtoher.com. They've got everything. So go ahead, check it out. Thank me later. Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we're going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today, we're going to talk about why you are not my superwoman. Now, what do I mean when I say that? It means I release you of the burden or any pressure or any guilt that you feel with trying to uphold a certain persona, a certain image, a certain reality where you feel like you have to be Superwoman. I personally, Ayana, I'm coming to you and saying, you're not my superwoman, nor do you have to be. Release yourself of that burden of feeling like you have to be superwoman and you have to do it all on your own. And this comes about for me because I had to tell myself this. I had to come to this realization for myself that I don't have to be superwoman. I don't have to do it all. I don't have to know it all. I don't have to have an answer for it all. I don't have to have it all figured out. None of that. You know why? Because I'm human just like everybody else. I'm not Superwoman. I don't know it all. I don't have it all figured out. I don't always have the answers. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. I shouldn't feel like I have to, and neither should you. But sometimes we place ourselves under this pressure. And when I think about it, maybe it's because as women, so many people tend to depend on us in our daily lives. We tend to be the breadwinners, the fixers, the comforters, the supporters, the encouragers, the uplifters, everything. We play all these roles for all these different people in our lives. And sometimes we forget that we have to be there for ourselves too. And we also will come to a point where we need someone to pour into us too. We can't always be the one pouring into other people. Sometimes we need that back. We need a little bit of that strength. We need a little bit of that juice that we give out to everybody else. So we have to realize when we need that and when it's okay to accept it. When it's okay to accept help. Because a lot of us don't really ask for it. And even when other people see us in need of help and they offer it, we'll sometimes look them straight in the face and say no thank you. When we know that we need it. We know that we need it. But we'll still say no thank you. I'm cool. I got it. Don't worry about it. I can take care of it. All of these things that we say to reject the help, to keep on the cape as Superwoman. But we don't have to. We don't have to. It's like, where do we get this idea that we have to do it alone? When does that come into our heads? I know for some people, it comes about when you truly have no choice. You are in a tough spot where everything is on you and you are left to your own resources, which is oftentimes just you. So I get it in those instances where your back is against the wall and you have no choice but to depend on yourself. But it's not always like that for everybody. Yet still, that's a common thread amongst us that we do feel like we have to carry the burden of things a lot on our own. Is it maybe because we feel like we have something to prove to ourselves? Is that proving strength to ourselves? I don't know. Maybe so. Is it because we feel like we have something to prove to other people? Is it that mentality that if I do it on my own and I didn't ask for anyone's help and I didn't ask for or I didn't need anyone's assistance, then I'm better for it. I've achieved more. That puts me on a higher level when I achieve something because I did it on my own. Maybe, maybe not. What if no one even notices that you did it all on your own, completely on your own? You did all that struggling and went through all of that stress and strife for people to not even notice. I don't know. Maybe it's because we feel weak asking. That could be an option too. But there is strength in vulnerability. And I knew that before, but I really know it and understand it now to a different level. And I'm telling you, I've told you guys this before, but this freelance, independent, entrepreneurial, whatever you want to call it, lifestyle, it will test you to new heights. It will bring your emotional awareness to new levels. It will make you go through some things that you just never envisioned going through. And I've definitely realized that there's strength in my vulnerability and allowing other people in to help me so that I don't have to be superwoman. One thing that I want to ask you is, do you think that a man would hesitate to ask for help when he needs it? From those who are close around him, and we're not talking about financial help, we're just talking about, you know, just good old plain old help in any sense of the word outside of finances. Probably not. He probably doesn't think he has to be Superman and carry it all completely on his own. Now, there are the outliers who have those extreme personalities, but on average, men ask for what they want. They ask for what they need. That's just what they do. So once again, I offer to you, accept help. If you're not even asking, but someone is offering, accept help. And look at it differently. Look at it from the positive side. You might not be accepting help because you're feeling defeated. You might be accepting help because it's a form of collaboration for you. Accepting help means allowing and bringing other people into your world to make it better. When you look on that stage, when you see people win the Oscar for the best movie or whatever it is, typically you don't see one person walk up there. You see an entire crew of people walk up there to accept that award. You see an entire crew of people walk up there to accept that award. You know why? Because it takes a crew, not one person, but a crew to make it all happen, to make it great, to make it be a success. So think of your personal achievements and your personal goals the same way. It's probably not going to be just you that makes it happen. To do something great, to do something big, to do something out of the ordinary and out of the norm, it's probably going to take a crew. It's just up to you to decide what crew you want to invite into your world and bring along with you. But it will probably take a crew to make your greatness happen. Just think about that. As always, I wish you a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. I wish you prosperity. I wish you greatness. And I'll see you next time. But until next time, You keep killing it.